talking today with Lexi Malasky of the Hera FFA chapter. She's one of our area stars in agribusiness. Talk to us a little bit about your project.
So I own a business by the name of Classy Corgis, where I raise Pembroke Welsh Corgis. I have 8 dams and 5 sires at the moment. I've been doing this for as long as I can remember. It was my mom's business whenever I was young, and then she watched my brother become the Central Area Star Farmer and saw how important it is to have an SAE in the through the FFA. Mm-hmm. So whenever I reached 7th grade, she slowly decided to hand over her corgi business to me. Whenever I reached the 8th grade, it was finally, you know, it was completely mine. It's been mine since then. Been growing and expanding on it a lot. Doing plenty of research with genetics and how to keep on improving my program.
So why corgis?
Well, my mom fell in love with the breed a very long time ago. One of my dad's cousins actually had one. And just since then, she just thought it was the cutest thing. So she brought my brother's their first corgi before I was ever even thought of. And we had him for a while.
So are these corgis working dogs or just fun little sweet because they're super cute?
They're very diverse. They mm-hmm. can be either. I have many people that use them for herding. They're actually really good for sheep and goats because they're just a smaller dog. But, you know, they can get the job done. But as well as for cattle, they can be used because they're so short.
And they roll.
The cattle can, you know, if the cattle go to kick, normally they'll kick over the corgi because they're so small. But they also go to many homes, rural homes, where they're just couch potatoes mm-hmm. and they're just love bugs, and they are really the best dog ever.
So outside of your mom, who helped with this project?
It's really mainly been mine and my mom's mm-hmm. deal this whole time. One of my brothers, he's kind of been a little bit interested in it and helped with the birthing process, but that's because he's very into cattle, so he knows that birthing process, so he can help as well with that. But really, it's been me and my mom.
Is this a project that's going to continue on?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'll have it for long as I can, pretty much.
What are some of the things that you learned? Because you mentioned that this has kind of been a project that's been in your family for a while. But what are some of the things you learned that you were kind of surprised by that you didn't know?
Whenever I was young and hearing of my mom say we have one in labor, you know, didn't think much of it. I was young and didn't know. And now I know it entails a lot to help them with labor if you want to have live puppies, you know. And a lot of dams, they can handle it themselves, but many times puppies will suffocate or, you know, just freak things like that I've learned that really helping them during the labor process.
What about the genetic side of it? Because, you know, some people do not do their homework when they're breeding dogs. We all know that Oklahoma's kind of been notorious for it. So I would assume that it's really important for you to be breeding the best dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually in 2017, I think I named off those 3 diseases. That's DM, VWD1, and EIC have become a big deal in the corgi market. And so 2017, I started doing my research and actually tested all of my breeding stock. It's just a cheek swab test that you send off, and my results were pretty disappointing. But once again, through my research, I learned that I can go out and buy outside breeding stock, which I did. I bought 5 outside that are clear of all of those diseases. And I learned that I can breed my current my bloodline to them to produce puppies that are either carriers or clears of the disease. They're not the at risk. Mm-hmm. So I do not produce any puppies that are at risk. The carriers, they won't ever develop it themselves, but they could pass it on to an offspring. But I typically just sell to pet homes, so sure. Don't normally have to worry about that. But I do produce some clears that if I have breeders that want to buy from me, they'll buy the clears. So I've done a lot of homework and a lot of investments on genetics in my dogs.
So you're doing the best of the best.
I would say so, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your FFA career. What are some of your highlights or some of your favorite moments?
Oh, goodness. I've been in the FFA since 8th grade. This year, I was named the chapter president. Last year, I was the chapter secretary. I've been to the state speech contest 3 times. I've showed cattle, goats, and pigs. Dabbled in my friend's sheep, showing for them a little bit, but never really any of that.
What would you say some of the things that FFA has taught you?
a lot, really. Brought me out of my shell a lot. I mean, I've always been able to talk, but, you know, now my dad tells me that I could entertain a fence post with my talking. So, and again, I forgot, one of my highlights would be I actually won the state contest in agri-science. I was in food products and processing systems, and then I went on to nationals to be 7th place there. So that would be another good highlight of mine that I probably won't ever forget, because that trip to Nationals was really fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what would you say that the FFA has taught you besides, like, getting out of your comfort zone? Do you think it's important to get your younger folks that are coming up through 4-H excited about FFA?
Oh, definitely. I mean, kind of the way that our world seems to be going right now, it's a little bit scary to mm-hmm. see how nobody's really educated anymore on anything to do with agriculture. And I think that that should be something that's implemented in high schools, that you've mm-hmm. got to take an ag ed class to be able to graduate, just to know the basics. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, chocolate milk doesn't come from brown cows, right, you know, right. Just little things like that. But sometimes, you know, we laugh about it, and then there's people that really believe that. And it's like, man, what a simple ag class could do for the world.
Absolutely, because people can get on social media and make it up.
Yeah, that's probably a big factor. Social media, you hear one thing and it can just, you know, fly and go through Absolutely. Anywhere to anybody.
What are your plans for after you graduate?
So I actually received the OSU OKC scholarship through OYE, so it's a full ride scholarship for 2 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a marketing major at OSU OKC.
Well, congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Once again, visiting with Lexi Malasky of Hera, and she is one of our stars in agribusiness. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.